Get it going. I'm gonna start the recording. All right. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Perfect. So yeah, the first thing on our agenda is to briefly go through some announcements from some other working groups. And as a reminder to everyone, we are under the antitrust policy put out by the Hyperledger Foundation or Linux Foundation. Sorry. Everyone's welcome, but please, be nice to one another and don't say anything that's proprietary. So for announcements, we have Hyperledger Global Forum. We were just announcing coming up here September 12th. And another event called Rebooting the Web of Trust on September 26th. So if you want some more information, you can learn about these here. It looks like Main Identity Working Group hasn't met. Hyperledger Indie Contributors Working Group met on 8:30. Was anyone able to attend this call?
So we got an update on the Ubuntu 20.04 upgrade. There's a new release candidate. Sounds like some further updates are needed from the 16.04 release, but some progress there. Also talked about the cause of the mixed node problem. This is where the revocation registry entry update depends on the ordering of sets, which can be a different ordering depending on the Python version used. So figuring out the best solution there, and then a bit of discussion on using a domain name for the name segment in the did indie method.
Okay, very cool. Thanks for the recap. Looks like Aries Working Group met yesterday. Was anyone able to join the Aries Working Group call? Or more importantly, I know they just had their interop event. I think it was last week. Was anyone able to make it to that event? And could you give us a recap of that? Because it looks like that's what they went over on the call.
I was not able to go to that, but I think we might be able to have somebody on this call next time to give us a recap. So that could be interesting.
Okay, sounds good. Looks like Bifold met August 30th. Was anyone able to attend Bifold's user group meeting? All right. Looks like they went over some credential branding stuff, some Ledger proxy consent and action items. If you want to learn more, links are, of course, right here. Aries Cloud Agent met a couple days ago. Was anyone able to attend this meeting?
Yes, I went to that one. The main thing discussed there was the roadmap creation. So there's a link to those slides in the meeting page if you're interested in learning more about the priorities for the working group. The current activities are AIP 2.0 completion, persistent queues, and distributed cache, upgrading the Python version to at least 3.7, but ideally higher, and then publishing image container or container images from the Akapai repo. And then some future projects include OCA support, overlay capture architecture, and then Ledger agnostic anon creds and documentation in general, but especially the getting started guide.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Shar. Looks like that's nothing. Looks like the Framework Go group and Aries met. Was anyone able to attend this weekly planning session? Okay. Well, it looks like they went over some universal wallet support and presentation exchange support stuff. More information, of course, right here at the link. Aries Framework JavaScript met on the first. Was anyone able to attend this one?
Yeah, I mean, I was at that one and the one just preceding this meeting, actually, because we have our Thursday meeting exactly 1 hour before this one. That summary there is pretty much up to date. I just add one bullet point, which is that I've been involved in meetings with Tobias Looker at Matter down in New Zealand and various others, and we are looking into the possibility of integrating OpenID Connect with Hyperledger Aries, which would mean, of course, that the artist formerly known as OAuth 2 would then be able to be used inside Hyperledger Aries in order to issue credentials. So they call it OIDC credential provision. And it's in its very early stages, but I will be working with Tobias and others to prepare a presentation in the next week or two for both the AFJ group and the Aries working group. And it's a very exciting potential technology development, because it means we could hook in SSI in Hyperledger with the existing huge world out there of sort of X509 PKI OpenID Connect, which, as I'm sure everybody knows, is the kind of foremost sort of one of the foremost sort of technologies for authorization. So that's a quite exciting development. So I thought I'd mention that in passing.
All right. No, that is super awesome. Thanks for sharing. I'll have to go back in here and edit that and add that.
Yeah. So stay tuned is the thing on that one, because there's a lot of interesting work going on, and we'll see how we get on with that. I don't know where that's going to go yet. Don't know how it's going to be funded or who's going to be doing it. There's all sorts of resources and all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes, but we've been asked to sort of look into it as an initial kind of analysis to see how that would fit and how it could be done, whether it's desirable or feasible to bring that. And there's a lot of excitement about this, by the way. I brought this up at the Aries Working Group yesterday, and they all are very, very enthusiastic about the idea of integrating Hyperledger Aries with OpenID Connect. Not necessarily as an alternative to DIDCOM by any means, more as a complement, actually, a sort of complementing technologies. That's how I see it. I think that's a great idea, and I hope we can do it, but stay tuned.
Sounds good. Awesome. Let's see. Looks like Ursa met on August 31st. Was anyone able to, have they? I don't think they had, actually. I think this is old.
Actually, there was an Ursa call on the 31st. We had members of the Aroha team show up.
Okay. To
talk about some of the dependencies in Ursa for the Aroha team, specifically around Rust. The Aroha team is looking to see if they can get some resources together to help the Ursa team update those dependencies, so this way Aroha doesn't have to stop using Rust and rebuild a lot of the stuff. On that call, we had Hart from Hyperledger, we had Cam from Kiva, and Brent from Evernim Avast, Norton, and a few other folks from the Aroha team. So the discussion's ongoing, and yeah, so it was a good call, and Urs is going to hopefully see some updates in the future.
All right. That's super cool. Thank you. I was mistaken there. We'll have to add the link there. I didn't see it on Ursa's page. Let's see. Trister, that's old stuff. Looks like TOIP had a steering committee meeting. I'm not sure if anyone's able to attend those, but August 24th, if anyone has any updates on that. If not, you can find the recording here. August 19th. I think that's all since we had our last.
We have meeting. An update on Trust Over IP. Go back up a little bit. So the, I think this needs a little bit of updating, because what's happened now is there's a governance architecture task force that's starting up.
Okay.
I will try and find a link to the page. But what we're doing is sort of redefining the governance structure that's being recommended. So rather than a layer-based governance, it'll be component-based governance. I'll give me a minute. I'll try and find the link.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, if you can.
Yeah, meetings coming up soon. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I'll make sure that gets added here after we're done then. This is all older stuff. Looks like the DIF DIDCOM working group met on the 29th. Was anyone able to attend that call? Okay. Looks like they reviewed their draft of the TOIP architecture specification to announce it at TOIP Summit next week, same time as Global Forum, it looks like. some other logo and stuff. Let's see. Doesn't look like these have met. And then I think the last meeting is W3C had a meeting on August 23rd. I can't remember if we've met since then. Looks like we met on the 24th. All right, I think that wraps up our community updates then. Thank you all. I know, Kyle, you wanted to mention a recent article before we go. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I just pasted the link to the Governance Architecture Task Force in the chat.
Awesome, thank you.
We have a meeting. Yeah, there's a series of meetings.
Okay, I will get that added and I'll stop sharing.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kyle, if you want to talk, I know,
sure.
I can't remember what the article was called, but yeah, if you want to get into it.
So I will paste the link to the article. I think some of you may have come across it. Kalia Young, also known as Identity Woman, did a blog post. I guess this is a blog post. Thanks. And this was posted yesterday. And so what it basically talks about, it's a little bit of a read, but it's all good stuff. It's talking about the Hyperledger Indy and Aries with using a non-creds, that technology solution, and a number of issues with it. And one of the things in here is, I think she says that it's sort of the most common stack used for identity solutions, SSI solutions. And so it just goes through a bunch of sort of points. So the first one is lack of standardization and weak standard alignment. That's sort of her number one. If you go down just a bit more. Yeah. So that's kind of where the main points start. So the major point is lack of standardization and weak standard alignment. And then sub points, no well-documented agreed upon specification. And then there's a non-CRUD ZKPCL, technical rigor is the next one. So my summary, I've kind of read it, you know, 1.5 times. So I gotta keep digging into it. Because it's so new. At the end, Kalia says, if you go all the way to the bottom to the Finding a Way Forward title, she says, I'm releasing this article right before the Hyperledger Global Forum in Dublin, where I'm speaking on multiple occasions about self-sovereignty, digital decentralized identity. I look forward to engaging there with anyone about this article, whether you happen to see these issues finally being publicly shared or concerned about how it will influence your business. I've rooted my entire career in this community and care about all of you who are working hard to make our common mission a reality. As the world's paying more attention to our work and eager to work with us, I'm committed to helping us find a way forward as a community. So there are a number of good points raised in here. I haven't reached out directly to her yet, but I'm thinking that a response, like a collaborative response from people who are familiar with that, some of those issues, would help the conversation at least. So that's kind of where I'm at right now in my thinking. Does anybody else have thoughts?
This is Sean. I work at Hyperledger, so I have to be careful about how I frame this, you know, I need to be impartial. Kalia's been a community member for years. She's written a really interesting post. From the perspective of Hyperledger, we would love to see this discussed in the open. It shouldn't be, you know, flame mails privately to people. There are going to be a number of folks in the self-sovereign identity and Hyperledger Indy Aries community at Global Forum next week. So I'm sure there'll be some conversations there.
Yeah.
But I think this call is a pretty great forum, not to have a fight, but to have an open discussion and have Kalia show up and folks that Kalia worked with on this document, have community members who are contributing to Indian Aries, just sit and you know, we're not gonna, it's to your point, Kyle, it's a long read, but maybe, you know, absolutely a collaborative response to the document is great, but also if we want to have conversations, this is kind of a great, I think this call is a great forum.
Yeah.
Again, I can't tell anybody what to do, but if y'all wanted to invite her to the identity implementers, I think that would be fantastic.
Right. And I totally appreciate the response, Sean, because I'm trying to think how, like, because at the very end, you know, Kalia is saying that, you know, she wants to, we need to move this forward as a community. This is the way that, you know, open source essentially works, right? This is how the Linux Foundation operates. So how does the best way to do that? And I like your suggestion of this this group, Hyperledger Identity Implementers, is probably a great place. But conversations are important. Yeah. Any other thoughts, Char?
Yeah, I think it would be great to have her on the call and have a productive discussion on it. I don't believe I have her contact information, but I would definitely reach out to her.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be able to get it through her site here.
Yeah, okay. I can connect you and Kalia. No problem.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Good. So yeah, at a minimum, I'd suggest, you know, everybody get take an opportunity to read through this, because there's some good, interesting stuff in here. I don't know the answers. A lot of it is fairly technical, and I don't know the answers. I sit more in the governance business kind of space. I know enough technical stuff to be dangerous myself. So yeah. The only other, so, and the reason I'm saying that is from a technical perspective, I think there's a lot of other groups that are technical that might need to have these conversations. Because it's not totally focused on just identity. It's, you know, things like the Anon Creds CL signatures, for example. I don't know how to talk about that.
Right. Yeah, we can think about who all would be good to especially extend the invitation to. Of course, everybody's welcome, but who would be or would enjoy being a part of that conversation and have a technical background with relevant info. So,
yeah. Yeah. And then just in general, I think it's great that these are being raised, because some of these actual items in here have been, you know, bugging me because we're in this space so tightly with our project, and, you know, trying to figure out answers for them. So I totally appreciate everything that's being raised. It's just how to come up with solutions, I guess, is where I'm at. But and Sean, I totally hear you. I don't want to start, you know, blog posting at each other, or, you know, conversation is good for that.
So. Yeah. I mean, listen, if anybody wants to write a blog post in response, that's their right to do it. But also, you know, we're going to have folks in the room next week, not everybody obviously in the community. So there will be some conversations there. I hope folks report back on those conversations.
Yeah,
this isn't a place where I can say take it to the mailing list, because not everybody uses the mailing list. But I think it's going to be a mix of things where there'll be some discussions next week and probably, you know, breakout sessions where we're talking about identity. Then everyone goes to a corner of the room to talk about a specific part.
Yeah.
But also having I keep coming to the phrase open forum, which I feel this call is. Yeah. As you know, hey, let's chat. Like, this is a good spot for it as well. So this is not going to be one and done next week. This is going to be an ongoing discussion in the community. So yeah.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's probably good, Tim, on this item.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds like we have some clear action items and stuff that'll be happening. We'll try and get Kalia on here as well. I think that was everything on our agenda today then. So I appreciate you all for coming. I'm going to stop the